Hi, lovely listeners. It's another episode of the XOXO podcast. Yeah, and it is still Akusha Lefty. Hope you had a great week. No problems and no stress. But anyway, if you have some stressful week, that is why my podcast is here to help soothe you and make the stress disappear. Today's topic is what works for your partner during sex. Yeah, it's a broad topic, but yeah, we'll take it one at a time. Do you know what works for your partner? Their preferences, their turn-offs, their embarrassing moments, or what has caused them any form of trauma in the bedroom? Don't ask me why you should care, because it'll help you determine why they like sex the way they do, why they are shy of their body, or why they are riddled with insecurities. Me, for example, I had insecurities about my body, because at one point I dated a douche who kept talking about how skinny I was. And it made me body conscious. And having my little girl made it worse at a point, because I had stretch marks and my body wasn't how it used to be. And also, I didn't ask for head because he ruined that for me. He didn't like eating me out. And I thought maybe I wasn't clean enough for that. So guess what that made me? More body conscious, and I felt like maybe I wasn't clean enough for that. That is why he didn't want to eat me out. But right now, I have no fears, honestly, none, because I mentioned it to my partner, yes, and he found it funny, really funny, because I'm one of the neatest people he knows. So, like, why would I not be clean? You get it? Like, my vaginal health is very important to me and all of that. So, he didn't understand why I was riddled with such issues. So, if you do not ask your partner about what makes them tick, why they aren't turned on by you, or why they hide themselves, are you really dating the person, or they are shadow? Because it's like you don't really know them. They are showing you just what you want to see, not what they really or who they really are. So our relationship in some ways like BDSM. You find out what works for your partner or for both of you, or for you, and then you find your way around it. You and your partner will find your way around it. Or if it doesn't really work for both of you, come to a compromise. Yeah, on some things that can, or some things that that you both like, or you don't. If maybe you both don't like something, that's cool. If your interests align, that's wonderful to an extent. But not everybody will like the same thing. There are some things that will definitely differ. So you explore each other's genitals to find out what works for both of you, or which part excites you. Well, I did that with my partner. Okay, he actually suggested it. One evening, he decided he wanted to know the part of my pussy that brought me great pleasure, basically. So that night was like a poke fest. He was just poking inside me. When I'm giving him head, I study his reactions to certain parts. I lick. When I am kissing all over, I study his reactions to the various parts I kiss, and I get to know what works for him and for us. Do you actually do that? Do you do that, like study your partner during sex, or you just go like, you know what, take off your clothes today, you're about to do the hunky punky, let's just get it over with? Such shyness, it just makes me sick, you know. Well, certain people do not practice anal or fellatio because maybe they have had bad experiences with that. Look at it beyond just you. Don't look at it like, oh, they don't want to give me head and that's selfish of them. You don't know. Maybe they had an embarrassing moment during a past event that involved them giving head or something, and they're like, nah, that isn't for me, I'm not doing that again. And every time they try, maybe it could serve as a trigger. And the sex is supposed to be enjoyed by the both of you, so everything you do should be focused on the pleasure of you both. You both, I mean. Some men are actually just after their release and all of that. Dear men, yes, I'm actually saying dear men. Dear men, learn to put your lady's orgasm first. Delay your release a bit just for her, you know. It doesn't have to always be you. Some of you are selfish. She's always frustrated because you don't wait for her to reach her high. After your high, the end, you go like, I'm tired, or we could do this another time, and just sleep. That's cruel. You're not the only one who's supposed to enjoy the sex or whatever you guys are doing. Find out what works for your partner. Sex isn't all just about your pleasure, but your partner's pleasure should be your concern too. That is basically it. So finding out what works for your partner will help make sex easier and more fun, and they'll be able to open up to you more on certain levels, because the more they're able to open up and tell you stuff that makes them uncomfortable during sex, that is like a huge barrier. It's like the most embarrassing thing you know about them already. So what else? So on that note, lovely people, I'll say that is all for today. I've talked for long, and I'm sure I have made some sense, and you've learned some sense from the XOXO podcast. Don't forget that I love you. Do not let anyone treat you otherwise, because I love you and cherish you. I'm a 1 in a million listener. Well, May was just me, you know. And I'm thinking of giveaway when I'm at 15k or 20k, I don't know, but yeah, we'll see. Oh, and don't forget to support my podcast. Don't forget that. I can't do this without you all. And also follow me on Twitter at @AkushaLefty, Instagram at _Akushia_Lefty_, Facebook @AkushaLefty, Snapchat @AkushaLefty, and check out my website akushalefty.com. Even though it's being maintained right now, yeah, it will be up shortly. And don't forget to buy my ebook, of course. Well, I guess that's that. I love you, and that's bye, and that's ciao, that's au revoir, that's adios.